Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome everyone. Yes, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, back here in the UK, kind of enjoying this weekend, a weekend of kind of a rest. You know, I've had an amazing time in America, and my first words are I want to thank everyone that took part in that USA tour from Boston, Maine, New Hampshire, all the way around New England, all the way down to Florida and West Palm Beach. I want to give you the biggest massive thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing that to happen. You know, the best thing was that listeners here of Mike Spirit FM come and joined us, come and made themselves known, which was absolutely amazing. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that, because it's nice to know that the show is appreciated, for one. And two, you know, I want to mention about this wonderful card I had off a wonderful lady thanking me for the show that I do here, for giving the support to the people. And, you know, that goes further in my estimation than anything, because, you know, to have you guys listening, have you guys calling in and then thanking me on a personal level, it really touches my heart. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all of you for being a part. Now, Mike Spirit FM is changing. I know I've mentioned this in the past. There's some old hosts coming back on. There's some new hosts coming back on. And, you know, just watch this space, because things are changing in a dramatic way. And I tell you why they're changing, because there's so many tours coming off here for myself. There's so much work for me to do for the spirit world. It's kind of demanding, which, you know, is what I love. It's what I've been doing for the last 23 years. But, you know, it's time for change, and change, in my opinion, is certainly good, because the way that things are rolling. I want to thank Jonathan for last week's show. He done an amazing job. The week before, well, he did try, bless his heart, he tried hard, and I tried hard with him. But, you know, there was a few technical issues that went on, so I do apologize. As Jonathan apologized last week to you all, again, I send my apologies to you for week before last. But, you know, you know, the way I look at it, it just wasn't meant to be. But a big massive thank you for Jonathan Brown, for taking in the slot of my absence in the last 2 weeks while I visit these wonderful places in America. Okay, today's show is going to be an amazing show for you. We did have a guest lined up. Our guest is all the way from Norway. It's my good friend Brugte. I know that she's having trouble in getting on the internet. So Brugte, if you are listening, if you can get on, then please try and do so a little bit, well, whenever you're ready. Now, if you want, or even later on in the show. But, you know, I'm never shy, I never stuck for a guest, because you never guess who I have with me in the studio. We have our wonderful Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne, how are you doing?
Well, I was all right until I came to visit you and then said, you may be helping out with the show again tonight.
Well, you know, there's nothing like an element of surprise, is
it? Don't make me laugh, please.
You know, it's kind of spirit's way of keeping us on our toes.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously they want to keep you on your toes, Anne. And in fact, you know, and while you're here, you know, I want to talk to you, because I did say the last time you was on about your two books, and Sapphire, which one of them is Crystal Blue.
Yeah.
And the other one is Tear in My Eye.
Yeah.
I know that we've spoke about them in long depths, where you can get those two books on Amazon at a very reasonable price. And, you know, I had a chance to read them books.
Well, I'm very grateful for that, and like a bit of feedback maybe later after the show.
But not during the show?
Well, by all means, yeah. The good as well as the bad.
Well, you know, they say the good, bad and ugly, you know. There's
well,
no ugly,
yeah,
there's no
I suppose
bad.
You know,
you know, but for me to achieve to read them two books was absolutely amazing because, you know, I don't really get time to read them or even the concentration span, and I'll be honest with you, to sit down and read a book. But let me just say, Boston Airport on the way home, 6 hours wait for connecting flights. I had time.
Good.
And I thought to myself, I am going to read these books. In actual fact, I read half of the first book on my way over because, you know, there was a little wait on the connection flights. So I decided, okay, let's read these books. And, you know, I was going through, and it was quite funny because I was up early in the morning. And envision this now. I'm tired. I'm deciding I'm going to read these books, okay? So I've got this book open, the first few chapters, and I kind of starts reading it, and I nods off to sleep in the middle of reading it, okay? And then suddenly wakes up thinking, because I'm reading a paragraph, it's like quite intriguing, and I dive up and kind of like, oh, okay, nobody's watching, let's carry on reading. So I did, I carried on reading a few more chapters. I arrived then at Boston, and then obviously the week started, which was an amazing week. But then I was thinking during the time, you know, I wish that I'd taken the books with me to these places where I was doing readings, particularly in Florida, because, you know, there was like where I had like a gap of half hour my lunch break. I thought, oh, I could cram a few more in there. But obviously it wasn't meant to be because I didn't take the books with me. You know, they were in the place I was staying. I did take them a few times thinking I'm going to have a chance to read these, but them days was kind of like back-to-back with readings, and then I had like half hour before the evening's dem, so, you know, I just didn't have the time to read them in Florida. But then when I got back to Boston Airport, it was a six-hour wait, so then I had a chance to finish off the first one and read the second one. And I got to say, you know, most interesting, they really are, and I know people are listening to us all around the world at the moment. I do urge them to go and buy the books because it makes good reading, and, you know, it makes sense because, you know, when I was out there in America, you know, we kind of walk around in this bubble, don't we?
Yeah.
And that bubble is of what we are used to.
Yeah.
And we kind of forget. We kind of like have what I would call like tunnel vision. We go in one way and that's, nobody's going to steer us off on that pathway. We kind of go forward and look at directions and that's it. That's where we go in. But we forget the peripheral vision, isn't it?
Peripheral.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard. Peripheral vision. And we kind of forget what's around us, okay? And, you know, I guess that I'm guilty of that, forgetting what was around me. And within deep conversations with my great friend Sarah Spiritual there in West Palm Beach, and I'm going to tell you a little story, which I said about last week live on air, about the smoke alarms. Did you listen to about the smoke alarms?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, what an event we had. So, you know, we was in a deep conversation about peripheral vision and tunnel vision, you know. And Sarah was saying to me, Michael, you know, you need to realize you are in a tunnel vision rather than a peripheral vision. I was like, okay, maybe you are right. And the minute I kind of acknowledged this, the smoke alarms go off. And Richard, you know, you're a plumber and an electrician, so maybe you can help out a little bit here, because me being me, as you know, being a builder, I'm thinking, okay, I'll have you. I'll take the back out of you and stop you from beeping, you know, because it was going off. So, yeah, okay. I know that, Richard. I know. So take the battery out, okay? And it's still beeping. So I think, right, I will have you. I'll take you off the wall or off the ceiling. Unclips it, you know, unscrews it, unclips it, walks downstairs. They're going, Sarah, I've got it. And as I'm saying, I've got it, it beeps in my hand. I'm thinking, okay. You have no battery, you have no power to you. How on earth can you beep in my hand? You know, obviously a spirit in, you know, coming in and then...
It's electric charge you carry with us.
Well, this is... So Richard, from an electrician's point of view, that thing cannot beep with no battery and no power to it, can it?
I hate to try and burst your bubble, but it is possible there was sufficient charge in the capacitor circuit in there.
Okay.
Maybe once, I don't really got much more than that.
Okay, well, this is going off the next day and the next day and the next day.
I can't explain that.
Okay, so unexplainable. So it would be something, obviously, of a higher power, something that's maybe spirit, you know, because we can't blame everything on spirit. We really can't. So, you know, within this engrossed conversation of what and who's who and then, you know, where are we going? And then I kind of like open my eyes a little bit to think, okay, maybe this peripheral vision is something I need to look at, you know, instead of it being in one direction, it needs to be looking what's around us. Because as you know, you are great friends of mine, of what's coming up a little bit in the future, which I'm not going to divulge live on air right at the moment, you know, the bigger scheme of things. thinking, okay, maybe I need to consciously take this into my mind. So it was maybe around 4 o'clock in the morning when this smoke alarm was going off, and then the next day, 4 o'clock in the morning, after we took the battery and the mains power out, Richard, so, you know, the same time, blah, 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 it was going off. So I was thinking, okay, so then, like I said, 6 hour wait in Boston, I decided to pick up the book. And in there, you kind of discussed, or you kind of spoke about, which I'm not going to mention the word live on air, but how things can affect our vibration, how things are kind of, without us realizing, there. And even though that, yes, I've been doing this for 23 years, yes, I've won awards, yes, I've worked on an international stage many times, and not just America this time, you know, you must remember, I worked in Norway, I worked in Spain, this is a second tour of America, there's lots more happening, okay, so because of this tunnel vision, and then what my great friend Sarah was saying, and what you had written in your book, has kind of made me think, hello, I really need to look at this on a wider angle, a wider vibration, because there was a few paragraphs in the book that was like, hang on, now, Sarah said this, and then I was reading about it, I was like, okay, that kind of compares to what's been going on, because, you know, it affects us in so many ways, doesn't it, on a yeah. vibration of love, light, happiness, comfort, peace, and, yeah. and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And even though that it doesn't affect our work, because that's the tunnel vision, the peripheral vision, kind of, that affects that part of it, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Even though I'm talking in wriggles, and maybe
No,
the
I understand
listening.
The exact word is in that sense.
Okay.
It's difficult in that sense. We all have a one vision step in where we go in life, hopefully.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need to look outside the box in our normal day life.
So, that's right. You know, look outside the box. You know, everything is yeah. not here and now, is it? You know, so something in another dimension can affect our our psychic or psychological being.
It's actually strange about this, because Richard was talking to me yesterday and he posed a question. May I?
Yeah, please do.
He actually said, if everybody that has passed over come back reincarnated, how or who is the person that they're actually talking to? Because if they've been reincarnated, how can you talk to them? Because they have a new life.
No, I look at this in a different way, and if I may answer that, because I look at it like, and maybe Richard, you can understand this, okay? People are always asking me about how long they've got to wait for spirit to communicate. And I always say there's several things for it to happen, okay? You have to have, it's got to be the right time for the recipient.
Yes.
The right time for the spirit person.
Yes.
You've got to have the right medium.
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, we all work on different vibrations, we all work on different levels, we all work a different way. So, you know, maybe I can't talk to the people you can talk to because I wouldn't understand them, but you would. Okay, so I think you have to have the right medium. But the timing is of the essence, and it has to be the right time at the right place for these people to come in.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of answers that question. But, you know, let's talk about reincarnation. Not that I know too much about reincarnation, because, you know, as you know, I got brought up within an SNU environment, which, you know, we can't really discuss SNU. We can't really discuss reincarnation because it's not scientifically proven. But I believe in reincarnation. And I think of it like this. Let's just say, for argument's sake, when you pass on to the spirit world, you'd want to communicate with your children, your grandchildren, and maybe your great-grandchildren. Because after that, they wouldn't probably recognize who Anne was, you know, who
no.
this great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was, you know.
No.
It wouldn't be of any importance. So let's talk about your family. Your mother is important to you, who's, I don't know if she has passed. If she has, then, you know, your mother's important. Then your grandmother's important. Then your great-grandmother's important. But then after that, you wouldn't probably really know them, would you?
No, unfortunately.
So I know it's unfortunate, but so let's look at it from a reincarnation point of view. When we become of a level where we're not recognized, I think, upon this earth anymore, that then we get reincarnated, if we are meant to be reincarnated, into this physical life. Because our purpose, yes, we'll have a purpose in the spirit world, either like a job to do, whether it be a healer or a guide or whatever it may be. But after, say, let's just say, pick a figure out there, after like 150 years, we wouldn't be recognized.
No.
So what would be the point of us coming back?
Yeah, exactly.
To bring in this communication. So I think after a length of time, like, and I'm not saying it is 150 years, I'm not saying it's 100 years, but whenever we are not recognized in this physical life, or all our friends that we would know, or our family would know, are now in the spirit world, that's when I think that we get reincarnated into this life, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's talk about souls, group souls, because, I look upon this as like a soul-to-soul kind of base, you know? I think that we're all a part of one soul, okay? You, me, Richard, and whoever else is with us, we're all a part of this group soul, okay? So if you think of a group, like billions of people in this group soul, because, we can talk of dinosaurs, we can talk of cavemen, because that's where we are supposed to come from, the monkeys, and, so if we talk of the human species of this life, we're a part of this one big, massive soul, and I think that when we find our soul mate, meaning that you would normally find. I mean, have you ever come across people where they meet when they're young, they kind of get on together, they live together, get married, and live happily ever after, and then they pass not long in between each other? I find these to be like group souls or soulmates.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you meet later on in life.
No.
But you found your soulmate. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we all think that, you're my soulmate, because I can connect with you. But maybe you're not, on a physical level, we can connect with a soulmate, but to have that spiritual connection is something different. So I think when we're all kind of connected, so we'll come back to this earth as many times as it takes until we meet our soul mate, so to speak. And I think then when we find our soul mate, we then will go back to, let's just call it group A, okay?
Yeah.
That group A then will stay there because you found your soul mate, and that's where you're going to remain until group B, they all get into group A, so to speak, so that we all, our soulmates, kind of go back together into one dimension. I think that's what happened with, like, let's just say dinosaurs, cavemen, brought us to where we are now, obviously we've got dogs, we've got cats, we've got birds, we've got lots of things around us that kind of will connect in this species of soulmates. So, Richard, does that kind of answer your question? Does that...
Yeah, it does.
It does, because, I kind of think of, why would things be extinct? Why don't we have a dinosaur anymore? Why don't we have people that live in as a caveman anymore? It's evolving, isn't it? And everything kind of evolves as time goes on. And we live now in a society where we are recognized as human beings. We don't have to live in a cave somewhere. We don't fly around the air. We kind of move on. So I think that everything evolves in time. So I think when group A has all gone into group A, then here comes group C, and then group D, and so on and so forth until we all kind of find our way.
Yeah.
Of course, otherwise there wouldn't be no further plan, would it? There wouldn't be no further people in this world. So, I think that there's lots to it. And maybe I've just scratched the surface of that, or maybe I'm just talking rubbish. Who knows? Because I don't really know. But it's what I understand and how I understand it. So I think that when we all come together, when we find our soulmate, that's when we don't kind of come back into this life. Because it doesn't mean we can't connect to the people here, like our mothers, our fathers, brothers and sisters, because they can. But then after a certain amount of time, then you're not recognized anymore, which is sad really, isn't it, when you think of it that on that vibration. But, we have a purpose in this life. And I think that the only time that we find our soulmate, or our true soulmate, is when all our purposes are done up on life, when we've learned our life's lessons. Because I think whatever we've done wrong in this life, we kind of, like when we come back, that will be our lesson to learn in our next life, and so on and so forth. So we kind of, we could do another 10 hours on this. We really could, because this is something that's quite
so
passionate.
Yeah.
To my heart, really, because, it's all stored there up in the memory bank. Maybe we should get a book on this, of soulmates and how to find a soulmate. Not physically.
No.
But mentally and that way, because, God, if I talk to you about soulmates physically level, God, that's another story. We'd be here all night. We really would, we're here to communicate, because this is what my Spirit FM is about, and I can see the call list in front of me, and it's growing and growing and growing. And if you want to get involved with today's show, then that's simple. All you need to do is to dial in by dialing on your telephone keypad. If you're in America, you would use your cell phones, because I've learned this.
Ew.
Okay. America, it's free if you use your cell phone, which is what we would know to be our mobile phones, or mobile phones, should I say, okay? So if I do start talking American, then God excuse me.
No problem.
Because I've been teaching Sarah how to speak on a Welsh level. She knows what, and you see, you guys would know, a cutch.
Yeah, that's a kettle.
It is, yeah. You know? And, you know, I was kind of winding Sarah up about, do you fancy a cutch? And you know, you can imagine the reaction was, you know, because you know, a kutch is quite close to another word that they use in America for something else, you know. We won't go there.
No.
But, yes, the word kutch in Wales, we call it as a cuddle, a hug, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, we've kind of been teaching each other words, you know. Her son comes up and he goes, all right, bro. So, you know, so they kind of know the word bro, you know, which we use here in the UK. All right, bro. But, you know, in work, I work with a guy called Glenn, and he always calls me flower, like a flower. All right, flower. You know, so whilst I was there, Sarah was flower and I was bro. So it was like, he was introduced on our last night that we'd done together as flower and bro. And, you know, every time he was, instead of looking at Sarah, I'd say, Sarah, so over to you, so it's you, flower. And she'd go, oh, thank you, bro. You know, and it was an amazing time, it really was. But let's get on with today's show. And let's go into our first song because I'm trying to multitask you and it's not happening. So let me just press something that I'm supposed to be pressing. This one. And let's just say, feet up and enjoy.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to me, Mike Davis, live on Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my guest here in the studio. It's Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Mike. Nice to have you back home again.
Well, it's nice to be back. Well, I don't know.
No, neither did I. I think I'd rather stay in America.
You know, it's a lovely place. You know, the best thing about being back home was I had time to spend with the kids. That was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, because the three of them missed me dearly, and I missed them dearly. And it was so nice to be back here in the UK where I could be around the kids. It really was nice.
Oh, really wonderful that you said that as well. But you forgot somebody.
Well, of course, and yourselves, of course.
No.
Well, the doggy is one of my kids, isn't he?
Yeah, you know? But you've got him.
Well, I can't forget him. He'll bounce 6 foot in the air.
No, he's bounced over me.
Boxers are not supposed to jump, that. Boxers are known not to jump. Do you know this?
Well, he did tonight.
Oh, he's got a spring in his step because daddy's back. You know? You know, I kind of come home and just done what I done last time, because when I came back from Norway last time, I just kind of thought, okay, he's going to go nuts. So what I did, I just kind of sat on the floor and let him do whatever he wanted to do, bounce and jump and bark and go nuts all around me, and I just thought, let's just do that again, because it's easier. So leave it, get him out of his system.
Back.
You know, and he went nuts.
Oh, bless him.
But he is, you know, he is a funny character, he really is. That's our Marley that we're speaking about here. Okay, so Anne, should we go to the phone? Because people have been on hold for a long time here. We're looking at like almost an hour. People have been on hold. Would you believe that?
No.
Absolutely amazing. So let's go to these callers. Let's go to where you called 217 and say, hi, 217. Are you there with us, please?
Hello.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
My name is Zia.
What was that? Sorry, Zia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zia, and where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I would like to hear from Spirit about direction for my second job.
Okay, so how we work here in Mike Spirit FM, okay, we make a connection to the spirit world and kind of give you the evidence of who's with us, and then see if we can give you the answer to your question. So if it's okay, we can do that for you and see where we go. Is that all right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, perfect. Well, Anne, do you want to take this call?
Hi, Zia.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. I apologize for laughing earlier with Mike, but that's the way what he does to me. as I'm connecting to your spirit soul, you're a very, very adventurous person. The second job that you have coming up, you are so excited about. It's like you open a bottle of pop after you fizzed it. And you just all over the place. You can't wait. You're there. You're everywhere. You're fuzzing, and you really, as much as you like the people where you are, and the job that you like, you want to turn around and have the second job like right this second.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I can understand where you're coming from on that. It's a new way of moving forward for you. It's going to be a lot more fun. It's going to be more exciting for you in the sense of, I'll put it in educational way, is simpler for me to explain. It works your brain more to where you want to go, to the future that you want to become, to the path that you want to go on as well. And you're so excited, you want to scream to everybody. You want to say, wow, I can't wait for this. When is it coming? What's it going to do? It's all in good time. We must have that little bit of patience, that's all. So do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And the excitement is wonderful. I can actually feel it actually makes me feel via your energy like I'm buzzing. I'm so like, stand on a balcony, open the patio doors and just scream to the world with happiness. Even as silly as it sounds, when the moon comes out at night and the stars are lovely and clear, you want to go, yeah, I need, this is what's happening. And I can actually visually you doing that. It's so exciting time of life for you to come in that sense. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, I'm kind of feeling a little overwhelmed with two jobs, and I'm single, have been for a long time, so I'm feeling, I'm making slow progress, so I'll just continue with the patience then.
Thank you. You're very welcome. That is one thing, though, that life, a normal day, life and work is. One ability I have not got is I want it and I want it now.
And I'm yes, exactly.
You know, they taught me as well, like you, we have to wait. And the waiting is the best part, because when it comes, do me a favor, go out and scream at the moon and go, yeah!
I definitely will. All right. Thank you so much.
So, bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you very much for calling in there. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives on Mike.fm. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a wonderful day now.
You do the same.
Bye now, bye. Thank you, bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, and we've got to go to area code 505 and see, 505, are you there?
Yes, thank you. Let me
ask your name there, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. My name's Patricia.
Patricia, can I just ask you a favor, man?
Yes, I'm turning the computer down now for some reason.
In the background. If we can ask you to turn the volume down in the background, because I know I can hear myself, and there's nothing worse than hearing my own voice coming back to me twice over.
Yes, I did.
Turn the volume down on whichever device that you're listening to us on. Then we'll be able to get on and give you your reading. So, Patricia, let me just start by saying that to you that, you know, I'm aware of someone from the spirit world that comes forward that links into your vibration. I know this would be a lady, I believe, that would link to your mum's side of your family when she was here. I know that this lady makes me feel that right towards the end of her life, she kind of complained and she suffered for a long time before she passed on to the spirit world, because she makes me aware the torment and the suffering that she had kind of went along for a long time. She does make me aware to say to you as she comes close into the vibration here that there was plenty of people that took care of her. But right at the end, I didn't want nobody to be around me. I didn't want nobody to be there with me. So I know that when this lady passed, that there would have been very limited people there, or she was definitely on her own before she passed on to the spirit world. Now, I do believe, Patricia, that I'm linking with like a mother, grandmother kind of a vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And would I be right in saying that to you that, you know, it's like if she wants to, like, get a cloth and just damp my forehead down, because I know that's what she wants to do. So what have you did this with this lady before she passed on to the spirit, like damping her forehead down for her?
I don't know.
Okay.
Something on her forehead?
Okay, because she wants me to talk about putting a damp cloth on the forehead there to dampen it down. So if you didn't do that, then there was somebody there with her that did do that for her just before she passed on to the spirit world, okay? And it's just her way of saying to me that, you know, she wasn't alone. And when she crossed over to the spirit world, she wasn't alone when she got there, because there was people there to greet her and meet her as she passed over from this side of life. Now, she does tell me that as she's been around your life, she tells me about that there's been worrying, there's been concerns in your life. So would you understand that's the reason there, Patricia, that you called in for? Because there's a few concerns around your life at the moment.
Yes.
Okay. And she makes me aware that you're kind of like trying to make a decision at the moment that it's not quite, it's not been as easy as you thought it would be. Is that right?
Yeah, there's some difficulties around me.
Okay. And what she tells me is you know, that you have to follow that inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires us. So you understand you get lots of gut feelings, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you follow those inner feelings there, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires me, will inspire you, will inspire Anne, will inspire all of us, okay? Those gut feelings, you go with that, because it hasn't taken you far wrong yet. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she just addresses what we were talking about soulmates and group souls here and everything else. And would I be right in saying to you that, you know, that in your life, that there's been many times that it's been like, you know, that you've been disappointed in your life? Because I feel that there's like heartache, there's tears, there's been, you know, there's been lots that's been going on within your vibration. Do you understand that there's still lots of tears around your life there as well, Patricia?
Oh, yes, many.
Okay. See, because she makes you aware of, like, this soulmate that we was talking about. And, you know, see, you know, the spirit world always gives us things that is important. So, obviously, that little chat before we started taking callers, obviously that means something to you, Patricia, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because she says to me that when you find the right one, or when you find your groups, your soulmate, that you know that you will be comfortable and you will feel content, okay? And she says to me, that's exactly what you're looking for, is to be comfortable and to be content in your life at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Bless your heart, okay? Because I know that, you know, of what's to come, should I say that this year, of what's to come, I know it's going to be exciting because I want to bring excitement into your life. And I want to start to bring order and control and balance in your life as well, okay? So, you know, when this happens, remember I've said it to you. Remember I've told you about it, because this lady in the spirit world seems to be so close to you at the moment. She wants to give you that inspiration to go forward and, you know, say to you, never look back, okay? Do you understand why I would say that to you? Never look back.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Bless your heart. Well, I hope that's helped you a little bit there, Patricia. And remember, you know, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and before we go to our next caller, let's go to our next song and put your feet up. I know that you enjoy this. I enjoy this. So everybody else, enjoy.
Something that can wash out the pain, and I'm bored. I'm sleeping all these demons away, but your ghost, the ghost that awake, keeps me awake. My friends, have you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. You try hiding another you, but your evil is coming through. Going to
Okay, well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful guest, Anne Sapphire. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody.
Okay, well, obviously, Brooke cannot get on at the moment, but, you know, we still hold out for her because I know that you're going to love Brooke.
She's
amazing.
I think she does this deliberately every time I come over to listen to her speak.
You know, she really is an amazing person. She really is. She does so much work for the spirit world and, you know, for spirit as well, you know, because this lady has gone from strength to strength. She really has. And, you know, I'm privileged to have known her, privileged to know her. I'm privileged enough to work with this lady because, you know, the energy she kind of creates is second to none. But I know that at the moment she's busy and doing things within her life because I know she's moving home. I know that she's a lot on the go, bless her. And, you know, she did say, you know, take time out to be with you. But obviously, internet wouldn't allow that to happen. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are here and the show is being perfect, isn't it?
Well, I'm guessing I still want to listen to my work.
Well, you never know. She may come in a little bit later. You never know. And you know, I think I might even do something to even try because I know that Brachta would love to be here with us. I know she really would. But that's okay because, you know, we can do things here that we normally couldn't do. And we'll keep trying. But whilst we keep trying... Excuse me. Let's go to area code 678. That's a nice one, 678, isn't it?
Yeah.
678 and say, hi and welcome 678 to Mike Spirit FM. Can we please take your name there? Hi, area code 678. Can we take your name there, please? Is there anybody there?
Hello. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're here now and that's the main thing. You know, I was thinking. you know, just maybe start sending some energy to call out that you... But that's okay. Can we take your name, please?
I received it. It's Kiva.
Okay, Kiva. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Georgia.
From Georgia. Absolutely perfect. Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to go to Georgia around that area this time, but you never know. You never know there, Kiva. So, Kiva,
yes,
let me ask...
I hope you do come.
Well, you never know. You never know. Keep tuned in to Mike's Spirit FM because I'll be letting out all the news as time goes on. So, Kiva, just quickly, just because my geography is terrible. Where to? Is it the East Coast or is it the Pacific Coast?
With Georgia, I'm bad. I just moved here from New York, so
okay.
I am bad with geographic.
Okay, so I'm just as bad, but I know where New York is because I was in between New York. I was like up from New York and I was below from New York. And actually, whilst I was out in America there, I had a gentleman that came to actually, he chauffeured me everywhere. Brilliant. And he drove up from New York and he drove all the way up to New Hampshire, you know, past Boston to be with me. It took him 5.5 hours driving in the car. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So how far did you move away from New York?
14 hours.
Was that a drive or was that a flight?
A drive. The flight is about 2 hours.
Okay, so I kind of got it. So you're on the East Coast. So at the moment, then, it's like 3:45 in the afternoon for you?
Yes.
See, I'm not too bad. So you're on it. So next time somebody asks you...
Oh, no. Yeah, it's about 5, going on 5.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 3:45. You're right.
you are on the East Coast of America. So, see?
Yes.
All the way from UK. I know where you are.
Better than I know, and I'm here.
So can we ask you, what was the reason that you called in for?
Just general, whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, well, let me hand you over to Anne. And I'll see this one all over to you. So, Anne?
I am so sorry. I am actually got a giggle tonight. I don't know what effect, but something is affecting me with the giggles tonight. I do apologize. I think you have a wicked sense of humor quite quietly, don't you?
I can.
So it must be why I'm picking up your spiritual wickedness in that sense. I also have a feeling as well that you got the gift that you can do what me and Mike do as well.
Okay.
And that's an okay I don't understand, or an okay I'm not going to tell you.
No, I understand. I understand.
Good. I'm glad about that. Right. How can I help you today? You just said you want whatever the spirits can give me, or give you some sort of way that you want for a new beginning. Things will settle down in your life at the moment. All new people are coming in sweat as well. There'll be someone nice that you actually going to connect with as well. Have you got a partner at the moment?
No, I don't.
So the person then that I can explain to you about is the new one that is going to actually come in and meet you. He's actually going to be on your level of sense of humor, sense of fun. You like that, something different about this person, where you will notice it straight away. How can I explain that? Right, you have a room full of men. We'll say 10 men. You see this one man. You see the other 9. But you like that something special about this one man, because you seem to connect. It's a bit like we were talking, connection with spiritualist people in that sense, where we all seem to be able to join at some point of life. This person is going to make you so happy because she has the adventures of where you want to go, where he wants to go, and where you're both soul connected, in a sense where it gives you that uplift apart from, I don't know if I can say this word on, sexual part.
Okay.
I just had a rebound from Mike. He takes you there somewhere a little bit different to the other people. But also,
okay.
I apologize.
Now you got me giggling, look.
I don't usually speak about this, but I'm a bit shy in that sense. But I'm actually Garen. So it's going to be a really fine, different experience in this gentleman that's going to come in the sense of everyday life with adventures, with agreeing to where you want to do and you agree where he wants to go. You equal out each other in both counts of life, and we'll say the other bit now, rather than Mike give me that look again. And I hope that has helped you for today. And
it is well. Thank you so much.
Love your sense of humor. Apologize.
I love you as too.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM there, Keila, and say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to our next caller. I'm pressing buttons I shouldn't be, but that's okay. Let's go to our next caller, and let's go to the area code 928 and say, hi, 928, are you there with us? Hi, 928, are you there with us?
Yes, hello?
Hi, yes, hi. Can we take your name there, please?
Alfina.
Okay, Alfina, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona,
perfect. A lovely part of the world. You know, I bet that's absolutely boiling there at the moment, isn't it?
What was that?
I said I bet it's absolutely nice and warm there now at the moment, isn't it?
We had rain this morning. Now it's pretty sunny.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, when I was out in Florida, we had a bit of rain there as well. And, you know, before it hit the ground, it was that hot. It was kind of steaming on the way down. So it was like being in a hot shower. It was absolutely gorgeous. It really was. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for?
Whatever you can pick up on love and relationships.
Okay. So let me make a connection to the spirit world there, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay. Now, first of all, let me talk to you of a gentleman that I have with me here in the spirit world. This gentleman, I know that as he comes forward, he makes me aware of my head, and I know that my head is hurting at the minute. So I know that that would tell me, before he passed, I know that I want to say that he would have taken a fall or would have taken a bump to his head before he passed on to the spirit world. Okay, and, okay, Alfie, I think we've lost you. I really do. That's okay. Call back in and... maybe we'll work with you in a bit. Does that mean I got out of that reading, Anne? Does that mean I can go to a music break now, or do I have to take another caller?
Well, I think it's only fair that you should take another caller. Because you love them.
Okay.
And I love the way they speak.
Okay, let's go to area code 215. Alfina, if you are still listening, then please call back in, and you know, we're happy enough to continue on with your call. But let's go to 215 and say, hi, 215, are you there with us?
Hello?
Yes. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes. I'm Susan from Pennsylvania, the East Coast, Mike.
I was, sorry?
East Coast.
Pennsylvania. The East
I
Coast.
I said I'm on the East Coast.
The East Coast. That's okay. Okay. See, I'm learning. It's all a school of learning for me. And, you know, I'm learning. So are you still on the Eastern Standard Time? I would have thought that's right, yeah?
Yeah, I'm around, like, going on 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, so you're still on the Eastern Standard Time. See, I'm going to kind of grips with all this time zones, because I know in America you've got lots of different time zones, and, you know, I've been speaking to a great friend of mine who's on the Pacific Coast, and I know that she's, like, gosh, you know, she's, like, 8 hours in front of us, and I know that you're, behind us, and you're, like, 5 hours behind us here in the UK. Anyway, Susanna, I'll talk to you all day about time zones and everything else. What was the reason that you called in for this, Suzanne?
I was just wondering what spirit sees for me coming up, love-wise, work-wise, whatever spirit can bring up for me.
Okay, well, let
and
me...
I understand you were in the U.S. real fast. Was you in Philadelphia by any chance?
No, I just went to Boston, Maine, New Hampshire, them areas, and then flew down to Florida, and then a week down in Florida, which is absolutely amazing. But you never know. Keep your eye out, and still use the email address, MikeDavisUSAtour@AOL.com, and send an email there, and send your request to where you want me to be, because it can happen. It really can. But Susan, let me get on with your reading.
Okay,
because
thank you.
I am aware of people that's with me and are kind of wanting me to work here with, because I feel as if I need to talk to you of a lady. And this lady, as she comes into my vibration, she's quite a small kind of a lady in her build. I know that she's quite slight of her build before she passes home to the spirit world. I know that she makes me aware that she's quite frail, because as I'm looking at her, she seems to be quite frail and quite... I don't want to use the word elderly, because I don't know really what elderly is, but she makes me feel as if I'm quite frail. And I feel as if I'm maybe around my late 70s, early 80s, of when I slipped home to the spirit world. And I'm saying slipping home, because that's exactly what she did do from this life. She kind of passed, and she kind of just slipped home to the spirit world, as she makes me aware. Because I know that the condition that she passed with, she tells me that there could have been many things that she would have passed home to the spirit world with, but it would have been just this, like a natural cause, because she makes me aware I was in my sleep. And then I just woke up in the spirit world, okay, which is an absolutely amazing way to pass over, even though that she suffered a little bit, but that's not how she went. She didn't go with any suffering or any physical ailments, because I just went to sleep, and I kind of woke up in the spirit world. Now, I do believe that I'm talking to you about your grandmother, if I'm honest with you, because I feel grandmother with this lady when she passes on to the spirit world. Do you understand of your grandmother that would have been like this day for me in the world of spirit?
Yes. It sounds more like my friend that hung around with my mother, which she died in her sleep, and she was well over her 80s. My grandmother, back then, they passed away, like what you were saying earlier, you know, elderly, it's hard to determine, because 50 back then was old for them, where 50 now is like 20 to us now, you know, and so it's like things are changing, and you know, and So, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, as long as you understand the lady, that's the main thing, because I know that she comes into my vibration, and what she tells me at the moment, that as she comes around your life, you know, she sees these conditions to do with, like, work and love life and everything else that's going on in your vibration. It's like as if I need to say that to you, you know, that if you could only turn back the hands of time, what a difference life would be there for you. Do you understand of this?
Okay, now I can believe that it's my grandma, because I am in her home, and I do see shadows sometimes, and I believe it's my grandma around me.
Bless your heart, and bless your heart for coming that close to you, because I know that's exactly what she's done. She's come so close around your vibration. I know what she wants me to say is that as she's been there, she's seen, you know, these difficulties that's within your life, and she says to me, you know, the only way for you to go forward with this is by accepting what's around you. And you know, that's one thing I've had to learn to do. Accept the things that's around you and kind of learn to walk with it, learn to run with it. And then the things that we don't want or we don't need in our lives, it's time to shrug them off, okay? And I feel that's what I want to put in your vibration, about shrugging things off to allow yourself to move forward. So sometimes we kind of have to make two steps forward and three back to allow us to go onwards and upwards. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
And I know that I'm being told here to kind of say to you, the minute that you start believing in yourself, what a difference life could make, because I know that she makes me aware that you don't really believe in yourself. You don't give yourself enough credit for what you do yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I always do that to myself, yes.
Okay. And I also know, as well as I'm talking to you, that she makes me aware that, you know, you kind of accept the responsibility of everyone else in your life. You kind of take that on board yourself, and don't give yourself the break that you're looking for, should I say, because I know that it's difficult for yourself to allow yourself to do just that, to give yourself that break. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know, the one thing I need to say to you is dry up the tears. Dry up the tears there, Susan, because there's no need of them. Do you understand of this? So you've been shedding tears of late, is that right?
Yes, a lot lately, yes.
Okay. See, because I know I want to see you as if you're sat maybe by your table. I want to put my elbows up on the table and my hands over my head, and that's where you've been shedding your tears. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, I do, Mike.
Because I know that your grandmother steps into the vibration and she says to me, that's when she's with you. That's the time that's the closest that she's with you. Because even though that you got your hands covered your head and shedding those tears, she says to me that she just wants to kind of like come around you, rub your back to let you know that you're not alone. She's always within your life. And never forget that she's always within your life, because, you know, you can achieve this, okay? But the first things first, stop putting yourself down. Stop blaming yourself for everything that's gone wrong in your life and everybody else's lives around you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless your heart. Now, I hope that that's helped you a little bit, okay? And, you know, that we're able to move on from that, and to do what's right for ourselves, because, you know, you are as important as everyone else in this life, and you are just as equal as you. You are just as equal as me, as Anne, and as everyone else, okay? We are no different to you, and you're no different to us. You are loved, you're cared for by those that's in the spirit world. And the minute that we kind of realize and accept this, that's the time that we'll be able to move on from what's around us. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Bless your heart. You know, Susan, I could work with you all day. I really could. Because it's a beautiful energy to work with. I know that your grandmother is a loving energy there in the spirit world. Use that energy that she has. She's come for a reason. The reason is to kind of lift you up from this state of mind that you're in, to make you move forward, to help you in your vibration. Use it, because that's what it's there for. Okay. I hope that's helped you. I want to say that you thank you very much. Sorry?
I said that helped me a lot. Thank you very much.
Bless your heart. Well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. But before you go, I know Anne is catching my attention there. So, Anne, is there something you want to say?
Yes, please. The lady that you have with you, Mike, in that sense, she keeps giving me this message. And I'm afraid I can't let you go until I pass it on. She is sending you these exact words. You are special. You are my heart. You are my breath. You are breathing for me as well as yourself. I am told to give you this special something for you to think about as well. You are going to actually meet an old friend. I don't know what you call them in America, but I expect the same thing as you. McDonald's. And you're going to go in for some unknown reason because there's somewhere that you don't really want to, that you don't go to. But for some reason, you're going to pass and think, yeah, I'm going to go in there. And all of a sudden, you will realize what I've said. I need to go into a McDonald's because you're going to meet a new friend that will be from your past. So it will be coming a new relationship from another lady, not a gentleman. And this will rekindle your friendship from where you was in school or when you were younger. It's a new beginning that you take one another on. So please take my love, my energy, and my light. And I'm always stood beside you. And please take my love and light with you as well. Thank you for letting me pass the message on.
Thank you very much for sending it to me.
You're very welcome.
Okay, well, bless your heart for calling. And remember, as we said this, Susan, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you very much for calling you. Have a wonderful day now.
You too. Bless you both. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's go to our next piece of music. let's go to this one, a song that is quite new in the charts. And I like it, so enjoy. Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. Here on Sunday, we had just gone 9 p.m. here in the UK, and well, we're having a blast. We really are, aren't we?
We are, yeah. I've really got to apologize to everybody now because Mike is giving me the giggles tonight, and I can't help it. I'm so sorry.
Well, okay, well, let's not be sorry because, you know, it builds energy. And energy is good because that's what we work with because we are mediums, we are spiritual mediums that connect to the spirit world. And that's what we need is energy, you know. And I kind of look at this sometimes like an energy tank.
Yeah, but I must have filled you all out tonight because when we go quiet, I just burst out laughing again.
Well, that's okay. Well, let's keep you talking then, okay? Let's go to another Skype caller. This Skype caller is a lady that's actually an amazing lady. Her name is Mary Lou. And let's go to Mary Lou and say hi and welcome to Mike Spirit FM, Mary Lou.
Well, that was pretty sweet. Thank you.
That's okay. No problem at all. The pleasure's all mine. Mary Lou, can I ask you there, what's the reason that you called in for? Not that you need it, mine, but you know.
Well, I'm trying to make some changes in my life, and I'm open to any messages from spirit.
Okay. Mary Lou, just for the purpose of Anne and all the rest of the listeners there, can we ask you where you're calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Perfect. Okay. So, Anne, do you want to take this caller?
Yes, by all means. That's if the lady would like me to talk to her. I'm going to get you gone again.
She's off on one again, you know.
Oh.
Don't you feel sorry for me, Mary Lou, having to deal with her giggles?
No, don't feel sorry for you at all.
Thank you very much.
Right, I think I've composed myself. I'm so sorry. I don't usually do this. I'm so serious a person usually. Right. Attaching to your energy by you. Again, I think you're a little bit... I'm glad I made you smile as well in that sense by making myself look a little bit of a fool on the radio. Not that you can see me, as you can appreciate, but we all got to have a wicked sense of humour. It's a sense of making everybody laugh when they really need that time where they feel so down. With you, I feel that you're not a downy person in that sense. You're a very light-hearted person. May I ask a question?
Sure.
You do the work that we do as well. I think I am really connected to you in a sense where you see people and hear them.
I can maybe do something, but I'm not very developed.
But let me explain a little bit better then. Say you're in the bathroom and you're brushing your hair or wiping your face, you catch in the mirror a very glimpse of something that you think you've seen but wasn't sure.
Yeah, I've been seeing it all around the house lately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it comes in different forms. Sight, hear, feel.
Good. So this is a part of your training. You've been walking down the street and you've heard somebody call you, and when you've turned around, there's no one there.
Yeah, not recently, though.
No, this can be the past as well as the present, you know, or the future. Listen out for it, for the future for yourself as well. This is ways that they're trying to communicate with you, even down to a smell of a perfume, a smoke of a cigarette. The smell of a hairspray even, suntan lotion, anything that's connected to your family that sticks within your mind of they are trying to tell you that they are there. Yes?
Yes.
Good. I hope that helped a little bit, but if you... in that sense, in what I see of every day of your life in that... you're looking for something more of an achievement that you want to achieve than where you are going to in your work at this particular moment?
Yes.
Sometimes we are afraid of taking a step outside our own little bubble in that sense of looking for that something different because we think that if we look, we could lose the job that we have. It may be a silly little thing that we say, no, we stay here until... something happens, or we've sort of been asked to move on, you can still look and achieve. Sorry, that's the dog. You can still look and achieve for your future job in that sense without having a fear. And it's not the word of fear of losing the job that you're in, but looking for the job that is going to become your future. And part of it is go out there, look, experience. But stay where you are for now. It's only for the time being now. I can actually say to you, you will be changing jobs within the next 6 to 9 months. And you're going to become a lot happier in yourself as well. So I hope that helps. And we'll put a smile on your face as well as everybody else who's been listening.
Actually, I work for myself. You just see it changing within the how I do my business or giving up?
Whether you work for yourself or work for an employee, you're an employee or somebody else, in that sense, what they're saying, you're going to take it to a next level, take it up to a level, but you're a little bit afraid of, are you capable? And afraid is not the word. Not enough of confidence at the moment, but your confidence will grow. So you will take the next step up to your level where it's going to take you to a lot more places that you're hopefully going to get and want to get. And in that connection to the right people that will take your business and you further along, be within the next 6 to 9 months. You will achieve it.
I am doing my darndest.
Good.
To do that.
You have that capability of get up and go and achieve it and work for it. You have the strength and the courage to turn around. You have the doubt of you talk yourself into something and you think, oh God, what have I done? I dug myself a hole. But you know what? You haven't. You've actually dug it. Climbed it, filled it in, and you're building a skyscraper to the sky. And that's your future to the sky, because determination is built within you and you will achieve whatever you want. And I wish you luck with that, because you don't need it. So I send you my love and all my light and hope that that makes you happy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, well, bless your heart, Mary Lou, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye. Okay, so let's go straight back to our next caller. I mean, let's go to area code 305 and say, 305, are you there with us?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Can we take your name there, please?
My name is Samantha. Yes, how are you guys?
Okay, Samantha, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Miami.
Miami, perfect. You know, a lovely part of the world, because it's not far from where I was just last week. Okay, so Samantha, what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I wanted to know if you guys see more of, I guess, more financial gains coming. I've been trying to look for better jobs. I work part-time currently, and I've had interviews, but nothing substantial has happened yet.
Okay. Samantha, let me make a connection to the spirit world, and we'll see where that takes us, and see if it can enlighten us a little bit. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Samantha, let me talk to you of a lady that I'm aware of here from the spirit world that wants to be connected here to you, and I know that she kind of likes your energy. I know that she makes me aware that in your character is that you're quite bubbly in your character. You're quite very much of a positive kind of a person, this Samantha, on a normal day-to-day basis. Is that right?
I think it would be my grandmother.
Okay, but she makes me aware that you are normally positive yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if this is your grandmother that I'm linking with, would I be right in saying to you that your grandmother, when she passed, it was quite instant when she passed from this life to the next life there?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that your grandmother makes you aware of this, this normally being quite positive, normally being quite enthusiastic. But at the moment, it's like as if somebody's knocked the wind from underneath your sails because, as you said, you've had interviews but nothing's come of it. So it's making you feel quite depleted with inside yourself of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
See, because I'm feeling quite depleted, I'm feeling quite down. I know that your feel as if like there's nobody there with you. You feel as if like spirit has kind of left you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Let me reassure you, Samantha, the spirit world hasn't left you. They never have and they're never going to, okay? They'll always remain within your vibration. They always stick with around your vibration and they always are there with you, okay? But you know, the one thing that we must remember is that as these people come around our lives, they come there for a reason. And I believe the reason that she has come there for at the moment to try and pick you up. Because, you know, the moment that you walk around feeling down and depleted, then nothing's going to come in your way. So let's try and bring that spring back within outside ourselves. Bring that spring back in our step. And then I feel that's when things are going to develop. So, you know, again, it's all talking about believing yourself, okay? Because the minute you start believing yourself is the moment that you're able to do the things that you need to do or to allow the things to come in that needs to come in around your life and around your vibration there, okay? Now, there's not just a job because I'm aware of that there's other things. See, would I be right in saying that to you, Samantha, that you have been aware that there is this place called the spirit world? You are of a level of understanding of the spirit world around your life, is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that she tells me that quite often she comes around your life, quite often she's there to be there with you. And she talks to me here about that that you've been waking up and she's been with you in the middle of the night. Now, let me get it right off her because, you know, I want you to go away here from the show today knowing that your grandmother's been here with you and know that she knows you kind of inside out there because she makes me aware of that you've been awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, Samantha, would I be right in saying to you that you was awake or you've been awake at 4 o'clock in the morning of late? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she tells me that that's when that you kind of sit up and, like, kind of wake up for no reason at all because she says to me, tell her that's when I'm there with her. Tell her that's when I'm around her. Tell her that's when I'm around her vibration to let her know that she's not alone, okay? Would I be right in saying to you that you thought that you've seen something when you've been waking up that time of morning? Is that right?
Yes, sometimes. Okay. I just didn't know if it was just me being really tired or if I actually was seeing things.
Okay. See, let me explain to you this, Martha, because you know when we're in that, like, sleepy kind of a state when we're in that, see, we're in an altered state of consciousness when we're in that state of mind there, okay? Now, when a medium needs to work, they need to go into an altered state of consciousness. So where me and Anna is at the moment, we are in an altered state of consciousness. To allow ourselves to make a connection, if you like, to the spirit world, or to allow them to make a connection with us. And it takes a great deal of energy. So when this happens, you know, instead of putting it down to your mind playing tricks with you, or you think that it's because you're half asleep, Just be aware that this lady has come there because she wants to uplift the vibration. She wants to be there to support you within your time of need at the moment. So, you know, just acknowledge her. Say hi to her because she's there to guide you every single step of the way. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, bless your heart. Well, I hope that's helped you a little bit this month. And remember, and you can always download a copy of that reading there within the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in there.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go to our next song. It's a song that's our number one in the charts at the moment. Anne, do you listen to the charts a lot? I guess you do because you listen to the radio a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
So I know that you're going to know this one. And Richard, not dancing, not twerking in the background there because that could be really funny, ladies and gentlemen. I really could. So let's just sit back and enjoy this one there.
Me and my broken heart, I need a little loving tonight. Hold me so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Yeah. Shotgun aimed at
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. I've gone too loud. Welcome, you are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here in the home of Mike Spirit FM with me and Sapphire. And I know Brecht has been messaging me.
Yes.
She says to tell everyone she says hi. She really apologizes. Brother said she is moving home, and, you know, that's what she said. She's moving home. She's very busy. Her connection's not very good at the moment, but she will be here on Mike Spirit FM quite soon.
Good.
She might have a chance to even speak to her, because I know that you're eager.
Yeah.
And you will have a chance.
I mean, just imagine the pressure I'm under. I come here to listen to her, to the very pleasant lady, and I get dragged into work feeling like I stole her thunder. And now only that, but she's listening to me as well.
Well, I know that, you know, Bertha is an amazing lady. She's an amazing spirit communicator, you know, because when I first met her, you know, she was one of these ladies that, you know, didn't really believe in herself that much and, you know, didn't think she could do it as much. And I kind of encouraged her because, you know, I could see something amazing with inside her of, you know, that psychic, that connection, that mediumistic connection that she has, and kind of encouraged her. And lo and behold, she's doing fantastic. She's doing really well. So, you know, I take my hat off to Bertha. She's doing really well.
Oh, no, great. Really, I'm so pleased.
Okay, let's get back to this caller list, because I know I can see the time ticking down. I can see our caller list growing and growing and growing. So, you know, if you want to get involved with today's show, you still can. You know, there might be some slots open. I just can't guarantee that. So if you want to, now is your time to call in. It's 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to connect with your Skype button, you need to go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And on the top of the show page there, you'll see a Skype icon button. Just simply press that, and, well, the rest will just do there for you. Just follow the online instructions. It's simple, Anne, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is. So let's go to area code 561 and say, hi, 561, are you there with us?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Sure, my name is Sophia.
Sophia.
Yes.
Okay, Sophia, and I think I know where you're calling from, but just enlighten us where you're calling from.
South Florida.
Florida, see? And didn't I say that's a lady from Florida, because I recognize the number. And I got it, the stuff.
Well, I'm getting better, yeah.
I'm getting better. You know, my geography is coming a little bit better. You know, I wish I never skipped geography in school. I really didn't. Yeah, I really wish that now. But Sophia, let me hand you over to Anne. Anne, this is Sophia. It's all over to you.
Hi, Sophia.
Sure, thank you. Hi.
How can I help you tonight?
Sure, I want to hear from Spirit. So I'm open. You know, I've been talking to two people in the spirit world, and just checking to see if they're coming through with any messages for me.
Right, when you said you were speaking to two people that have passed over, in that sense, I actually picked up one man, one woman, in that sense.
Yes.
So you have your connection.
That is correct.
You have your confirmation. Hang on, I'll just spit that one out for you. of, yes, right. What you hearing and what you seeing is correct. I also want you to go away and think about it. We all dream. We all wake up sometimes and we think, can I remember that? And sometimes you can't. But they're giving you dreams to give you information. It's like you've gone down the street and you know if you turn a corner, there's a dry cleaners, there's a shoe shop, there's a sweet shop. And there's that little old shop that's a curiosity shop. And yet you've never been in that part of the town, country. Anywhere that you think that you may have stopped and thought, have I? And you can't recall or, how can I put it, recollect that you've been down there at all. But you know it. So this is part of your dream system that they are telling you about as well, from where they've been, where their life was going on with. So I want you to try and remember about your dreams and ask them to give you the recall of your dreams, because they also teach you in dreams, because this is a time where you go into that dream world And it's a sense of where your body and your mind is so relaxed that this is where your guides and your people and your family can come in to connect with you more strongly. Do you understand where I'm coming from with that at the moment?
Yeah.
Excellent. So if you can ask them, it may take a little time, and you may, I don't think that you will take any sort of length of time where you can recall your dreams and the things that they want to teach you, and the things are showing you senses of little things like they'd go in a shoe shop because they quite liked it, or because they knew the people so well, where a friend lived when they used to live there, like that. And it will bring you out a little bit more, in not slowly, but the more we want something sometimes in this sort of work, the further away it goes from us, because what we want in that sense, I am, like I've said, a person that I want the knowledge, I want it now, and I guess I can retain it. Yes, please take me on further. And they go, little bit, you've got to digest that. You've got to learn. There are different things that are so complicated sometimes that we only see the straight path. It's a sense of being like blinkered. You need to step out of the box and look at everything in the aspect of what they're teaching you, plus your everyday life of where you're going to be able to use it in it, in that sense. It's an all different form of, we want the knowledge, we want it now, and I want it all. Yeah, so do I. Unfortunately, they go, But you will, honestly, with a little bit of time and a lot of patience, they will, as you progress, they will progress faster, in a sense where you will then be learning something like every day, not once a week, once a month. It will be coming on faster, faster, and you will retain it. But remember to retain it and be safe with it. So I hope that's helped you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, Sophia, well, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading there. In the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I just ask you, which part of Florida are you in? Are you near the Okeechobee Boulevard Street?
I'm in Boca Raton. I'm not too far from there.
Okay, well, why didn't you pay a great friend of mine a visit, a lady called Sailor Spiritual? She has a store just off Okeechobee Boulevard Street there, and I know that she'll be able to help you within things of being able to communicate. She'll give you, be able to sort you out in many, many, many ways. You go and see Jackie in the store and tell her that Mike Davis sent you, and I'm sure that she'll be able to assist you in everything that you need there. Okay, so remember, download a copy of that.
Okay.
And but remember the name of Jackie. She'll be at the front of the store. Tell her I sent you there, Mike Davis from the UK, and I'm sure that they will assist you and help you in every way possible that they can. So thank you very much for calling in there, Sophie, and have a wonderful day.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Bless you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's go to a Skype caller here. But before I do, and I want to just say, because I know that we've got some people in the chat room saying that they've been in the queue and I'm in the queue, you know, I must stress that we take all callers in order they come in. So if you called in first, you'll get first.
Yes.
If you called in last, then you'll be last.
Unfortunately,
You know, so, you know, from the last 4 years of doing this radio show, I always thought I want to do a fair, you know, and the fairest way to do it would be to take callers in the order that they called in. So let's go to a Skype caller, and this is Infinity 888 Radio. I know that you're in the chat room, and let me say hi there to you, and ask you your name there.
Hello, how are you? I'm Justin.
Okay, we missed that. You would come very strong over the mic then. Sorry, what was your name there, sir?
Justin.
Justin. Okay, Justin.
Justin. I'm sorry?
Can I ask you where you're calling in from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Justin?
I was just curious if you had a message. I have a message from Spirit, and I've been trying to understand stand. So I was just seeing if what you pick, if you pick anything up at all.
Okay, well, let me make a connection there, Justin, to the spirit world, and we'll see where we go. And, you know, you never know. We might just link on the same vibration there, okay? Okay, and I know where I'm going with this. Thank you very much. Okay, now let me talk to you of someone that I have here with me. Let me talk to you of a lady that I have with me in the spirit world that makes a connection there with me. And I know that she wants me to say that she links within your mum's side of your family. And I do believe that this lady didn't live till a great age. I believe that she would have passed early on in life to the world of spirit. She does make me aware as if it was quite a sudden passing, because I know I was in this life 1 minute and in the spirit world the next minute. So I know that her passing was very sudden. I do believe that she wants me to say that as she connects around your life, is lots of love, lots of comfort that comes from this lady. So I know that you would do you understand of this lady, first of all, there, Justin?
Yeah, I'm not too sure who that is, but you said it connected to my mother's side?
To your mother's side of the family. Let me go on with a little bit more, Justin, there, okay? Because I know that she's with me, and I my whole persona is to prove to you that life continues on beyond the death of that physical body there, okay? So let me just make you aware that of how she passes, because she makes me aware I'm involved in some kind of accident. I believe I'm involved in some kind of car accident.
Yes.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Okay, this lady comes into my vibration. She makes me aware that I'm involved in this accident, and this is how I would have passed on to the spirit world. Now, as she comes into the vibration here, I don't know if it's the same message that you've been getting there, but why would I say that this ability stretches out beyond me, beyond yourself? So I know that there's a capability there with yourself, there, Justin, and able to do something within this line of work. So would you understand that you're very either much like mediumistic yourself, is that right?
Yes, sir. I have a tarot deck and everything, so yes, sir.
Okay. Don't tell me any more there, Justin, because I know that I'm aware of that there's very mediumistic abilities, okay? But, you know, it's kind of, you kind of have to learn to trust what you have. Now, whether it be through your tarot deck or whatever, which way, see, because I look at tarot decks, crystals, and all that kind of things as tools, okay? Tools to help us to build a communication to the spirit world. And I know that I want to say that it's kind of coming away from the tarot cards now to it's coming filtered through like clairaudience, clairsentience, or clairvoyance, which means that it's clear hearing, seeing, or feeling, that you're starting to have feelings. So it's like clear sentience. Would you understand that as you're doing any of your cards or whichever way that you're working, that clear sentience is coming in, that you're starting to feel, you're starting to feel things? And I believe go on.
Yeah, you're 100% accurate, yes.
See, because as she steps into my vibration here, Justin, what she tells me is that you need to start to learn to trust yourself a little more. Start to learn to go with it, because in some way it's like a change of a pattern there for yourself, and you're not adjusting to that change so good at the moment, because it's like taking you away from your comfort zone, taking you away from the area where you're comfortable at. And she makes me you're struggling a little bit. And I don't mean the word struggling, but that's what she tells me. You're struggling a little bit to adjust, to cope to this adjustment within your life. Do you understand of this? Is that right, Justin, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know as well that I want to talk to you of a father's kind of vibration. Is your father, please, in the spirit world?
No.
Okay, let's go back a generation to your grandfather. So your grandfather's in the spirit world, yeah?
Yes.
And he passed very suddenly, your grandfather, because I'm aware of my chest, I'm aware of my heart, and I feel that's how I want to pass on to the spirit world there, Justin. Is that right?
I know why you get that. Yes.
Okay. See, because I'm aware that that's where I'm struggling with at the moment with him, which is fine, because he just recognizes how he would have been in this life, and this is the way that he comes across to me. And do you know what I'd be right in saying to you, that he would have been a very strong kind of a man in his character-wise when he was you. It's very, I want to put myself out there. I want to do what's right. But, you know, don't get in my way, because you would soon know about it, because I know that's the way he comes into my vibration here, that he's a very strong man in his will, very strong in his character-wise. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, that's funny. But he died the day I was born. Yes. Okay, but perfect. Yes, you're right.
Okay. See, because he just puts around me of being this strong-willed. Now, in some way, would I be right in saying to you that something that started out as a joke is now turned into more serious? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Because I feel in some way that something, and I feel this is quite recent, that something started out as a joke. It's now turned into serious things, that the now that we are kind of like sitting back in our chair and taking note of what's happening in our lives, because it's turned from something, from being a joke, to something that's been quite serious here. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
See, and I want to say that to you, you know, so long as you follow the light, follow your heart, follow your gut feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us. You follow those inner tuitions, and they will lead us the way that they want us to go, not where we are led by. And I want to say by other people in this life. So Justin, what I'm saying to you is you go in your own direction where you feel is comfortable, not to be pushed into any direction that you don't want to go in. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, in some way, I want to say that to you, Justin, that I do feel, I need to be honest with you. I need to give you exactly what I get, okay? Now, I'm trying to skirt around this a bit, but I shouldn't be doing that, so this is probably my lesson to learn, you know? Would I be right in saying to you that you've been, like, kind of set up a little bit here? And I want to say maybe over the last day or so. Do you understand this?
Can you repeat that once more? I'm sorry.
That you've been kind of set up over the last day or so, is that right?
Oh, stuck up?
No, set up. As if somebody's put you up to doing something.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to say, you know, and it's the old saying that we have here in the UK, and I don't know if it's the same of where you come from, but who laughs last laughs the best, and that's why I need to get around life. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
It's like now we are having the last laugh here, okay? Because it's time to stop. It's time to adjust. It's time to learn what's around us, okay? So whatever is going on, it's none of my business. But I know one thing for sure. What the spirit world has come to say to you is, you know, that you must be focused now and do what's right by yourself, not by what's right for everybody else. Do you understand of this, there, Justin?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, Justin, I know that I need to swiftly move on here because I'm conscious of time. I'm conscious of lots of callers within the call list here. But, Justin, you know, as I've already said, follow your mind, follow your heart, and follow the light and walk within the realms of spirit, because that way we're not going to go far wrong. Does that reading help you a little bit there, Justin?
Yes, it really did. Yeah.
Bless your heart.
One quick thing, and that I have been getting a lot of, like, physical things, like, with spirit. There was a dog around me, and, like, there was a flea crawling on my arm. And just a lot of physical things. So it's been very intense.
Okay. Justin, let me just reassure you on one thing, okay? Not always that things are meant to be blamed on the spirit world, okay? And I'm a great example of that, okay? It's not always spirit that blows our light bulb. It's not always that spirit comes in and touches us. Sometimes it is just a draft, or sometimes it is just the light bulb blows, okay? Now, what I always do, if spirit gives me something on a physical vibration, then, you know, I know that I'm able to work on a physical level, like a physical medium, okay? But if you are being touched, then ask them to do it again and again to kind of clarify it to you. You know, don't accept the first thing that's given to you, because, and I say because, and I mean that within the greatest of respects, because, you know, within the human life, we all carry auric fields. And if something kind of comes into auric field, then it will feel as if something would either crawl up our arm or give us a cobwebby feeling on our face or something. So, you know, whenever you have a physical feeling there that you think it's from the spirit world, ask them to do it again, because if they step that close to you to give you something physical, then they'll do it again and again and again to prove it to you, okay? So will you try that for me, Justin?
Yes, thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. Justin, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day now. Bye.
You too.
Okay, Anne, we've got literally 11 minutes left of the show. I think we'll squeeze another one. And what about if we join up on this last one and maybe make it like a bit of a duo?
Yeah, by all means.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and our next caller in line is actually 860. Say hi, 860. Are you there with us?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Susan from Connecticut.
Susan, was it you that called in earlier on that kind of we lost you?
Oh, I had to catch a call on the other line, unfortunately. So I had you on hold. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, Susan, I'm glad that you did manage to call back after because, you know, I knew that I had someone with me that I wanted to work with and, you know, I kind of wanted to work with him. And in fact, he just stepped so close back around my vibration here. And I know that what he was talking to me about the bump to his head, and bless him, he's just giving me this head condition, which is not very nice, really, but, you know, that's what he gives me to be recognized. So I know that this man would have taken a fall. He would have taken a bump to the head before he passed on to the spirit world. He's a gentleman that makes me feel so much like your father or within your father's side of the family as he steps into the vibration there. But I know that he makes me feel he's taller than myself. He's maybe around the 5'10", 5'11", maybe, before he crossed over to the spirit world. But, you know, I know that he's not that old. I know that he's maybe around his 56, 57 of when he passed from this life this season. Do you understand of a gentleman like this there for me, please?
Not that I can think of at that age.
Okay. I'm not, see, now if I get the age wrong, then that's my fault, not his, okay? But let me just clarify a little bit more here for you, because he makes me aware that he's a little bit unsteady on his feet, and he would have been like this for a little while before he passed home. He does make me feel as if I want to drink, and I want to say alcohol, I want to have drunk, and quite an excessive amount, because he makes me aware that things went dramatically wrong within his life. So I know that he would have like either turned to alcohol, bless his heart, or he would have turned to, yes, okay, he would have turned to alcohol, because that's what he says to me. No, don't mince your words, boy. Say as it is. So I know that he would have drunk lots of alcohol because something went wrong in his life. And I do believe, almost like as if someone left him or somebody, he lost someone, okay? So I know that he would have turned to alcohol to try and mask that pain that he was suffering at that time. But as I was saying, I know he's around 56, 57. I don't mind a few years either way there, but I know that he talks to me about losing someone that would have been very close to him, either like a partner or like a child or somebody that would have been very close to him there, Susan. Do you understand who he is?
Do you have an initial of a name?
You know, I can only give you what he gives me, okay? And we all work in a different way. And, you know, to me, I think initials of names is okay, and I'll give it to you if it comes in. But see, the way I work is I want to give you the evidence of who it is and tell you how he was and what he passed with, okay? Which is exactly what I've done. So let's try and go a little bit further with him, okay? You know, within your... Okay, let's go within your dad's... Would there be like three boys, three brothers to do with your dad?
Three siblings.
Okay. Okay.
Two brothers.
Okay, so altogether there'd be three boys with your dad then. So two brothers and your dad would make the three, wouldn't they? Okay, because then there's three.
Barbara, Joe, and Francis.
Okay. Okay. Now, which one of them have already crossed over to the spirit world?
Joe.
Okay. So can you just tell me how Joe was before he passed?
Well, he fell down a flight of stairs, and I'm not sure if he hit his head, but he was in his 70s, and he had injuries, and then he had to have surgery on his back, and he wasn't the same after that. He got sicker and sicker.
Okay, so you'd understand there's a flight of stairs, you'd have taken a fall, but you don't know whether he bumped his head. Well, that's what he makes me aware. So if he got sicker and sicker, then that's exactly what I'm with. I'm with your Joe that's from the spirit world there, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that he thought that his life was kind of over long before it did? Because I know that's what he makes me feel there, bless him.
Yeah, he was actually a month senior.
Okay, because that's who's with me, okay? It's your Joe that stepped forward here from the
spirit. That's who I was thinking of. It could have been him or maybe someone else I wasn't aware of that might have passed away because I haven't been in touch with them. But it was between Joe and David. So
okay. Okay, but let me work with you, Joe, because that's who is with me here, Susan, okay? And again, you know, I'm conscious of time. I don't want time to run away with us here. But let me just say to you that as he comes in around your vibration, he says to me that even though that he thought his life was over, really it wasn't, because he had so many people that would have cared for him or would have done the best for him, but he couldn't see the way forward in life, okay? And I believe in some way this, Susan, that I'm not saying that you are going to pass. Please don't get me wrong, but you are seeing that things are getting masked around you at the moment. You're seeing as if life is getting a bit difficult for yourself. Is that right?
That's right.
See, and, you know, it's not the same, far from the word the same, but I know that it's getting difficult for you, and you're kind of feeling as if you're walking through like treacle at the moment, that everything that you're doing, you're having to take your time, you're having to just really think things over clearly at the moment, okay? And I'm being told from him that, you know, that that's what he wished he'd done, that's what he wished that he had the encouragement that you have to kind of go forward in this vibrational life, okay? To have that strength behind him. So I know that you have a quality, Susan, there to do just that, okay? To kind of hold your head up high and do what's right for yourself. Because, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day this, Susan, but you get in the end. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hand you over to Anne, because I know that Anne wants to work with you as well. So, Anne, it's over to you.
Hi.
Hiya.
I picked up as well when the gentleman actually fell. On the right side of his head, he had a mark that went from the top of his head in badly bruised and cut, not deeply, but cut, and it went straight to where the top of the nose was. And this is what actually caused more of a concern in that sense, and because of his past sense. He also gave me on the left hand, the middle finger especially went into very, very bad muscle spasms. If you don't know about it, it's something for you to be able to find out a little bit of information, again, to confirm that you know then who is coming through for you. When Mike was talking to you, I had actually had I had letters come through. One was A and one was J. So you just said it was J. Is the second word for you to think about in the letter is a letter A. Was it anything to do with you, like J-A or?
You mean last name is A?
Yeah. Otherwise, if you can't think of it for now, it could be a middle name, right? It could be a last name, but it's something for you to think about. I'm also being told...
My grandmother's name was Anna.
Well, there you go. That is the person that I have that come into your attachment, but has come through to me as well. So I had the lady, this A, who came through from you to me, and Mike had the gentleman, but I'm bringing A and J through for you as confirmation so that you know who is around you and who is trying to communicate with you that you know. I'm also being told that on the day of his passing, the day of his funeral, that you actually gave a red rose. There was a red rose there that was on the coffin, by the coffin. And they're actually giving you back a pink rose that's so fully opened that the middle center is like a lovely color, yellow. So you have a stunning one. And that is sent to you.
My uncle Joe worked at the hospital there in Amarillo, Texas, and everyone that passed received a red rose.
There you go.
And in the end, he received his final red rose from the bishop, and it was very, very touching, actually. And he had a whole thing that went with it. What the reason why they got the red rose? It's a very spiritual thing.
Isn't that perfect confirmation there, Susan, that this gentleman is with us, around our vibration,
yes,
trying to comfort you at the moment? Susan, I know that we have to leave it there with you because I know that time has beaten us yet again. And, you know, it always seems to be the same here. Every time that we kind of open up the studio, it just time just flies, and it really does. But, Susan, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading and listen to it over and over.
That was lovely. Thank you.
Just simply go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and that's where you will find under today's date of the show. But please take their love. Know that they're around you. I say thank you very much for coming. Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. Okay, well, Anne, I know that it's time, and we're going to have a reminder. Must be psychic. You know, I know that it's time has beaten us yet again. Again, I want to thank everyone for calling in. Thanks to those that's in the chat room, because, you know, without you, your callers, without you in the chat room, then the show wouldn't take place. So, and a big massive thank you again to those that hosted me in America, those that looked after me, because I did have people looking after me, Anne.
Yes, I know, and I appreciate it. It's nice you sent him home safe and sound to us all.
Definitely. Well, for me, it's a good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.